So it's a bedtime story for Ella. Good night.
Good night.
I love you.
Love you.
Love you more.
More.
Most.
Most.
Mostest. Okay. This is the Ugly Duckling. And for parents listening, you know at this stage of the game, we tend to quieten things down just a little bit, even though the story might require animation. And also, I've never read this story before, so this isn't a pre-rehearsed thing. Okay, Ugly Duckling. As a by the way, this is from M&S First Readers, and Ella got it as a present from Ava and James, her cousin.
Yeah.
One day, six fluffy yellow ducklings hatched from their eggs. Mother duck was very happy. Cheep, cheep, the ducklings called to their mother. There was one big egg left in the nest. At last, the big egg cracked open. Out popped a funny grey duckling with big black feet and a big black beak. The other ducks crowded around to look at Mother Duck. "It does not look like a duckling," they said. Mother Duck gathered up her fluffy yellow ducklings and her funny grey duckling. "Follow me," she said. She led them through the farmyard. All the animals stopped to stare at the funny grey duckling. The animals made fun of him. "Which isn't very nice," said Dad. When they got to the pond, Mother Duck and the little ducklings all swam off. The funny grey duckling was left behind. "Go away," said the goose. "You are ugly." "Which isn't a very nice thing to say," said Dad. "You are not one of us," she said. The funny grey duckling went back to the barn, but the fluffy yellow ducklings wouldn't play with him. "Go away," they said. "You are not like us. You don't belong here." "Which is not very nice at all," said Dad. The little duckling was very sad. He ran away. "That's not nice." The funny grey duckling walked for miles until he came to a cottage. A little old woman gave him some corn and milk. "Which is very nice." "Go away," said the hen. "You are eating all of my grain." "Go away," said the cat. "You are drinking all of my milk." "And don't come back," said the cat and the hen. "That's not very nice at all," said Dad, which isn't written in the storybook. The funny grey duckling went.
"Isn't Daddy in there?"
"No, it doesn't say Daddy. I was just saying it's not very nice. It's not very nice. It's very bold of the hen and the cat. They shouldn't do that, should they?
Don't
they? They shouldn't tell the other duckling to go away just because he doesn't look. He looks grey. Grandad is grey. Nobody tells Grandad to go away. And Grandad looks a little bit funny. Yeah, well, there you go. Anyway, the funny grey duckling went back to the pond, but winter was coming and the pond was turning to ice. The funny grey duckling was cold and hungry. He saw some fine swans fly over the pond. "I wish I could fly up in the sky with the swans," he thought. The swans did not see him. They flew far away. At last, the winter turned to spring. The ducklings came back down to the pond, but they had grown up. Now they were ducks. They saw the ugly grey duckling, but he had grown up too. He was not a duck at all. "If I am not a duck, who am I?" he asked. Then he looked down into the water and saw his reflection. "I look just like a fine swan," he said, surprised. "I am a swan," he shouted with joy. With joy. Actors' classes might teach me to do that a little bit better if only I ever decided I might like to go to them. Just then, The fine swans flew over and landed on the pond. "Hello," said one of the swans. "Do you want to come with us?" He was so happy. Now he could fly away with the other swans. That's the end of the story.